This is JIS News. Coming up, full rollout of National Standards Curriculum for 2016-2017 academic year. Predial Larceny Unit ramps up public education campaign, and West Indies Cricket Board and players urged to put differences aside. The details after this message.
Landowners, attorneys at law, real estate agents, listen up. The National Land Agency, NLA, has increased fees for certain land transactions. This is the first time fees are being increased in over 20 years as the NLA works to serve you even better. Applications for first registration and the transfer of property for value will be exempt from the increase. To get more information, contact the National Land Agency at 750-5263 or visit nla.gov.jm.
Now the news. The Ministry of Education says it is on track for the full rollout of the National Standards Curriculum in schools in the 2016-2017 academic year. The curriculum consists of three pathways to education at the secondary level.
Pathway one are for those students who can access the secondary curriculum with little support. Pathway two would be for these students who would need some degree of support. Pathway three are those students who would need a lot of support for them to adequately access the secondary curriculum.
Deputy Chief Education Officer for Curriculum and Support Services in the Ministry, Lena Buckle-Scott. The new curriculum comprises two components, framework and teaching units, and teachers' guides for the various disciplines. Full implementation of the curriculum will be done on a phased basis. It will be first implemented for grades 1, 4, 7, 8, and 9 during the upcoming academic year, and grades 2, 3, 5, and 6 for the 2017-2018 school year. Teachers, pathway coaches, and student leaders will undergo training between July and August. Sports Minister Olivia Grange is urging the West Indies Cricket Board, WICB, and players to find common ground from which they can begin repairing the ongoing conflict between both groups. Ms. Grange says the process to return the West Indies to the pinnacle of world cricket in all its forms can only begin after both sides address their issues and put the necessary measures in place to prevent any further recurrence of conflict. The sports minister has pledged to play any role required of her to assist in this process.
Whatever contribution I can make, I'm prepared to make that contribution. And if I'm needed to sit and talk with all the parties involved, I will do so. I'm ready to do so. And I think if everybody put their egos aside, if we think about the Caribbean unity, and if we want to be able to sustain what we are now celebrating, then it is in everybody's interest to try and work through the issues.
Ms. Grange was speaking at the Welcome Home reception for Jamaican members of the West Indies cricket team Monday. Meanwhile, the sports minister says she intends to name the cricket ground at Eltham High School in honor of captain of the women's 2020 cricket team, Stephanie Taylor. The ground will be called the Stephanie Taylor Oval. Ms. Grange says she has the support of both the Jamaica Cricket Association and the Chase Fund in executing this initiative.
We want to give every young talent at Eltham High School an opportunity to excel the way you have done. You are a role model in the community from which you came. You're a role model to the people of Spanish Town. You're a role model to Jamaicans, and you're a role model to the Caribbean.
Stephanie Taylor was the first woman to captain the West Indies women's team to an ICC T20 World Cup victory. She was also named player of the tournament and was included in the tournament's Best 11 team. And the Predial Larceny Prevention Unit, PLPU, in the Ministry of Agriculture is ramping up its public education campaign to help create further awareness among Jamaicans about the crime. As part of the initiative, the PLPU launched its inaugural essay competition, targeting students at the primary and secondary levels. Speaking at the competition launch Tuesday, Minister Without Portfolio in the Ministry, J.C. Hutchinson, said tackling Predial Larceny is critical to the development of the agricultural sector in Jamaica. Meanwhile, Predial Larceny Prevention Coordinator at the PLPU, Trudian Edwards, is encouraging teachers and parents to lend their support.
We encourage our teachers to facilitate the students, help them with their research. We encourage the parents to get involved into the process and help us to fight farm theft.
The objectives of the essay competition are to sensitize students, parents, and teachers to the negative impact of Predial Larceny on Jamaica's economy and to engage rural communities in the fight against farm theft. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.